When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. We all know the feeling, the grind of a crowded market. If you are building a business when there are hundreds or even thousands of other competitors, it is not fun. Competitors are slashing prices, playing copycat. You're having to make those profit margins thinner and thinner and thinner. It is the classic red ocean scenario. It is a feeding frenzy where everyone's fighting for the same dwindling resources. And frankly, it is an exhausting way to build a business. Maybe in another podcast, another day, I'll speak about what red ocean is. But just to make it very simple, red ocean means there's a lot of competition. There is a concept called a blue ocean, where there is not so much competition. Today, I want to talk about the blue ocean and the blue ocean strategy and what it means for your business. Because blue ocean really means that you are going to forget about trying to outcompete everyone in an existing space. Instead, you're going to look to create a new market. You're going to look to redefine the rules. You're going to look to make competition completely irrelevant. If you want a great resource or a book on Blue Ocean, go read the book Play Bigger. It's one of the first books I've ever read. It speaks about IKEA and Mark Benioff and Salesforce. It's a great book on the concept of Blue Ocean, but I'm going to go into it right now as well, just in case you don't want to read the book. And by the way, what I'm talking about today is not from the book, but a lot of the concepts of Blue Ocean are addressed in the book and also what we're going to talk about today. So if you want to build a business or a Blue Ocean business, you just have to ask yourself a few key questions. First, you have to do the so what test. The so what test is you clearly articulating what makes your business different, not just better. Then you have to ask yourself, are you unlocking demand from customers the industry usually overlooks, or even those who are not customers yet? And thirdly, have you found a way to deliver an exceptional experience while also streamlining costs? That's the sweet spot. Those are the three questions that you have to ask yourself before you even get started. Are you different? Who are your customers? And what is your value? Now you can look at examples like Cirque du Soleil or even Southwest as great examples of blue ocean companies. And you may say, well, they got lucky or there was opportunity and now I can't see it. But here's the thing, every company that carved out a lucrative blue ocean was once in your exact same shoes. See, the truth is blue ocean isn't a magic bullet. It's actually very difficult. It requires questioning assumptions, ruthless prioritization, and a willingness to take calculated risks. But at the end of the day, those are kind of the things that successful entrepreneurs already have to do. So if you have decided and committed to building a business in a blue ocean, you've answered those three questions successfully. Now you have to figure out how do you actually chart a course into these uncontested waters. Well, this is where my favorite Blue Ocean strategy tool, the Strategy Canvas, comes in. But forget about any other fancy business models or diagrams. The strategy canvas is all about simplicity. It's all about visualization. It's all about pinpointing those areas ripe for a revamp. It does two main things. It visualizes the status quo. So it plots the key factors your industry competes on, think price, features, etc., and how you currently rank against your rivals in competition. This unveils your industry's unspoken rules everyone plays by. And then the second thing it does is it opens space for innovation. It forces you to ask, what if we crank this factor up? What if we got rid of this one? What if we added something no one else offers? So to give you an example of what a strategy canvas actually looks like, imagine you're in the restaurant game. You're in the hospitality brick and mortar. Boring, maybe, but here's where it gets fun. So this is your Blue Ocean strategy canvas. You're thinking about regular restaurant hours, regular price points for the type of food you serve, for the ambiance, for the decor. Who's the customer that's going to walk through the door? When do they eat dinner? Do they order drinks? Do they order dessert? Are you going to market with influencers? You're going through all the things that you would normally do to create a similar restaurant in this particular food category, this particular type of cuisine at this price point, catering to this kind of person in this part of the city. You are visualizing the status quo and you're plotting it all out so you know exactly what 99.999% of restaurants do. Now what you're going to do is you're going to figure out what innovation you can apply. So what if you nailed the ambiance? What if you hyper-focused the menu so you didn't need as many staff and there weren't as many options? And what if you found a way to reduce long wait times, or maybe you want extra long wait times because you want it to be so exclusive? And can you add an experience element like live music on the weekends that no one in the area offers? Remember, there can be regionalized or blue ocean strategy on a micro level, or it could be macro level, like you completely reimagine the whole restaurant experience. To give you an example of a very famous person that did this originally, it was McDonald's that reimagined the whole restaurant experience way back when. So as you can see, Blue Ocean is a mindset that you apply to something existing and you find a way to differentiate. The canvas forces you to visualize where you're wasting resources to merely match the competition or where there's room to truly break the mold. Now, this is a super simple strategy, but the strategy canvas is surprisingly powerful, even for complex industries. It just forces you to think clearly. And you can go and whiteboard this. You can go do it on a doc, whatever it is. You just want to make sure you know what already exists in its entirety. Now, after you've decided that you want to start a Blue Ocean business, your next step will be, okay, so how do I find customers for my business? And what most people do is they'll do market research and they'll find a target market because they'll obsess over an existing customer base that they want to win over from the competition, or they'll try and squeeze out a few more drops of revenue from a market that is really already tapped out. True Blue Ocean strategy means flipping the script. Instead of asking, how do I sell more to the same people? You need to start asking who isn't buying and why. And that's where the gold lies. Here's a very quick framework for identifying your Blue Ocean customers. So non-customers, tier one, these are people who use minimal amounts of your industry's offerings. They might be occasional customers out of necessity, not actual fans. Why are they on the fringes? Non-customers, tier two, they actively avoid your industry's solutions. They might use workarounds or they just live with the pain point. You have to understand their deep objection. And then non-customers, tier three, these people are in distant markets, seemingly completely unrelated to what you do, but could deeper needs and motivations actually align? Here's an example. Let's say you're in the fitness industry. Tier one non-customers, people who begrudgingly renew their gym membership but rarely use it. Tier two non-customers, folks who strongly are opposed to gyms mainly because they feel intimidated and find the whole scene pretentious. Tier three non-customers, people passionate about outdoor adventures, rock climbers, surfers, etc. They may not see traditional fitness as relevant. The magic happens when you dig into the why behind these tiers. Maybe tier twos want fitness on their own terms. Could you offer home workout programs with minimal equipment? Perhaps tier threes value community and challenge. Is there a way to blend outdoor activities with a fitness component? And just to give you a real life example, Planet Fitness capitalized on tier twos. Personal trainers who launched Zoom workout businesses over COVID capitalized on tier one, tier two, and maybe even a little bit of tier three. So you can see existing business models that adopted Blue Ocean that became hyper successful. Remember, don't just try to convert non-customers into your current model. You need to create something that suits them. You have to meet them where they are with solutions that fit their existing lifestyles and their existing values. There's a reason why they're not using the de facto solution, the de facto Red Ocean opportunity and company. Now, we've gone through the basics of Blue Ocean. We've shattered the Red Ocean mentality. It's not the only way that you have to build a business. We spoke about visualizing your industry landscape, what exists already, what is the de facto, what are the areas of opportunity, and pinpointed hidden customer groups that you're going to have to tap into if you're going to build a successful Blue Ocean business. Now, tough but exciting part is turning Blue Ocean insights and ideas into reality. And before you do that, I want to leave you with a few little thoughts and little bits of wisdom. If you are going to be trying to build a Blue Ocean business, don't chase perfection. You want to start with a minimum viable offer or a minimum viable product, but minimum viable offer, if possible, which is a scrappy version of your new value proposition meant to quickly test whether you're on the right track. You want to find some champions. Early adopters within these underserved customer groups are invaluable. You want to get their feedback and you want to make them feel like co-creators. And you want to focus on really doubling down on a few key differentiators. It's more impactful than just tinkering around the edges of what already exists. And lastly, you want to tell your Blue Ocean story. Why does this matter? You want to craft a compelling narrative about the unique problems you're solving and the people you're empowering. Remember, Blue Ocean strategy isn't a one-time event. It's a mindset shift, a commitment to continuous questioning, experimentation, and a relentless pursuit of creating new value for both your business and your customers. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.